Now, 5 half marathons, a 40-mile hike, and a trek through the Sahara Desert. That's just a handful of the events a Peterborough businessman is undertaking this year to try and raise £25,000 for the local charity Shine. He's made a high-profile signing for one of his upcoming challenges. Richard Assel is the man in question. He's the managing director of Athene Communications, and he joins me on the line now. So, Richard,
You've got
a big name signing to reveal. Before we do that, just remind us about the challenges that you've been undertaking.
Well, yes, the point is that I've been chair of the national charity Shine, which looks after people with spina bifida and hydrocephalus, for 10 years. So in a moment of madness, I thought rather than do one event to raise money for them, I should do 10. So I set myself 10 challenges during the course of this year. And as you say, that's 5 half marathons, a 40-mile walk, 2 10K runs, the trek in Morocco, and then I'm going to finish it all off in Burley in December with a Santa dash. So look out for me with my Santa kit on.
What's been the hardest?
Well, the hardest was just 2 weeks ago, along with colleagues from local companies like Rawlinson's, Perkins, Marshfield Schools, Royal Haskoning. We did a 40-mile walk through Derbyshire, 13 and a half hours on our feet, and that really was a killer. I'm not sure I've recovered, to be quite honest.
So you were walking for more than 13 hours?
Yeah, 13 and a half hours, yeah. It was a beautiful, beautiful walk.
Gosh.
I didn't see any of it. My head was down. Just thinking about every footstep, to be quite honest.
How are your feet after that? That sounds awful.
Well, I was saying to my transfer target, who you'll be speaking to in a minute, I still feel that I'm running the Great North on Sunday. That's my 7th challenge, and I'm not running anywhere near as well as I was 3 weeks ago. My legs are still telling me, hey, we're tired.
It's the cumulative impact, isn't it? Because a lot of people could do these challenges in isolation, but to pile them up one on top of each other in fairly short succession, that is really tough.
Well, I think it's stupid, actually. But I didn't think about that. In that moment of reflection when I thought, what a good idea, 10 years, 10 challenges, I didn't think quite through the consequences.
So, Richard, you have a new signing. As you say, your transfer target has been secured just after the transfer deadline day window closed, but we'll let you have it.
Well, no, the papers were signed just before the transfer deadline.
Oh, okay.
Deadline,
so you got in before the deadline.
A long-term target of mine. We've been tracking this particular lady for quite some time, and we finally agreed terms and conditions. And may I announce the news now?
Please do, Richard.
Well, joining me on my trek through the Moroccan Sahara in late October, November, is indeed Chief Executive of Peterborough City Council, Gillian Beasley.
Gillian, morning!
Morning! Morning!
How are you feeling about this?
Well, when Richard outlined to us, probably nearly a year ago, that he was going to do these 10 challenges, and he said, would anybody like to join us? So I thought, he's mad.
Well, he says he's stupid. You say he's mad.
But then I looked at the kind of the itinerary, and then I saw the Sahara Desert trek, and I thought, actually, that sounds really interesting. And I thought, well, I need to support him. Shine is such an important charity. It is a national charity, and it's based in Peterborough. And it does support so well, you know, people with hydrocephalus and spina bifida. And, you know, you just can't fail to want to support Richard in what he's doing. So I thought this was the one for me. So I'm supporting him on it.
When do you set off for Morocco?
We set off on the 31st of October, and we get back on the 9th of November. And during that time, we do 100 kilometres in the desert. So we do between about 6 and 7 hours per day walking in the desert across different terrains. Sometimes it's dune, sometimes it's more rougher ground, and in the temperatures there. So it is a real challenge.
Oh, it sounds like a shockingly bad idea. 6 or 7 hours a day through the desert. How do you train for this in a city that doesn't have a beach?
Well, I'm taking my training seriously. Richard and I have just been talking about this. But actually, I want to enjoy it and keep my head up and not have my head down, because I do want to see the scenery. So, I mean, our training, they give you a training schedule, and in the next couple of weeks we start to walk between 4 to 6 to 8 hours over the weekend. So you do 2 8-hour walks at your last weekend. I did a walk last night, and I did a walk at the weekend. And it's just simply, you've got to build the strength up in your legs. And but I, you know, listen to Richard, he's got to do another run. I'm just simply concentrating on the training for the trek. So, you know, you've got to admire Richard for what he's doing and the support that he gives to Shine, really.
Richard, have you done anything on desert before?
Do you know, no, that's one of the attractions for me.
That's an attraction for you? Right, okay.
Yeah, I've never been to a desert before. I've flown over deserts, but never actually been in one. So I know it sounds daft, but it's really quite exciting. And the thought of walking through some fantastic terrain, amazing views, part of the world I've never been to, Gillian's never been to. It is actually quite exciting, apart from the 6 or 7 hours of walking, but the rest of it sounds great.
You know when you go to the beach at Hunstanton or Cromer or Wells or wherever, and you don't remember to take your sandals, or maybe it's a bit cold, so you wear socks and shoes, and then throughout the day, as soon as you leave the beach, you're constantly annoyed because you've got sand in your socks and sand in your shoes.
Yeah.
You can see where I'm going with this.
Yeah, there's going to be sand in all kinds of places we shouldn't talk about on the radio. we're going to have to learn to live with that.
I mean, the attraction for me partly was that we're busy here, we're in touch with email, our phone's on, and this is going to be a place where there's going to be nothing. Yeah. There's no electricity, so I can't charge my mobile phone, there's going to be nobody phoning me. And that kind of peace and quiet, and the opportunity to look at a landscape that I've never seen before was one of the attractions. And of course, supporting Richard doing the charity for fundraising for Shine. So, yeah, it's got a lot of attractions to me.
Yeah, no councillors on the blower, Gillian.
Absolutely. Nobody can get hold of me. And I think that's it. And we're going with about 35 other people. So there's three from Shine and there's other people doing it. And I guess that what we'll get back to is, the art of conversation, the art of talking about things, of enjoying the surroundings. And it's a real attraction, as I said, in that for me personally.
And if I may, obviously, we'd be delighted for any of your listeners wish to sponsor us. You can find us on Just Giving and then just type in either of our names. And indeed, if any businesses want to sponsor us as shirt sponsors, we would love to hear from them. It's a great cause. High-profile transfer just been completed, so why wouldn't you want to associate your business with us?
And Richard, just remind us, of course, because it's possible that not everyone will know exactly what Shine does.
Well, Shine is a national charity. It's celebrating its 50th anniversary next year. It works for people across the country who are born with spina bifida or hydrocephalus or acquire hydrocephalus in later age. These are very difficult conditions. They affect every part of people's lives. And what Shine does is it offers them support, advice. It helps them through some of those daily challenges. And what we're raising money for is a new health centre that will be located in Peterborough at the Shine headquarters. We'll redesign the ground floor so that people can actually come to that health centre. They can have consultations. They can find out more about how to cope with their condition. But also, and this is a really interesting part, we're going to have in there almost like a sort of mock kitchen and bathroom area where they can learn independent living. Because obviously for a lot of people, as they reach adulthood, move out of the family home, the one thing that they need help with is just day-to-day life. So they'll be able to learn how to cook independently, live independently. And that's what the health centre, which we're raising all this money for, will be all about.
That's Richard Assel, who is the Managing Director of Athene Communications and also the Chairman of Shine, a national charity based in Peterborough, and also Gillian Beasley, Peterborough City Council's Chief Executive, who is joining Richard on the Sahara Challenge, trekking 100 kilometres, I think it was. In any case, they will be trekking for 6 or 7 hours a day for a number of days across the Moroccan desert.